So today, for the scriptural part of our fellowship, I wanted to share on some verses on how God helps us with fear and anxiety. And, you know, we know through just hearing from God that He always wants the best for us. So we have fear, or we have doubts or anxieties, He doesn't want us to have those. And if we do, He wants us, He made it available for us to get rid of them real quick. So we will start in Psalm 94. Verse 19. So I'll start in 18 again. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts light my soul. And in that multitude means when my anxiety was great within me, his comforts delight my soul. It brought, even in the midst of great anxiety, fear, whatever, God's comforts delights our souls. It takes care of us. Delights means it pleases to look upon. It's satisfaction, complacency. His consolation brought me joy. Like, you know, like nothing ever give us the joy like God gives us. That's one of his main goals for us, is for us to be taken care of. If you turn to Proverbs, which is the next book over, chapter 12, and in verse 25, it says, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh him stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. So that heaviness is also anxiety or fear or sorrow. That heaviness in your heart makes it just not good, makes it junky, makes it stoop, sorrowful. But a good word maketh it glad. And I'll give you guys a guess. Where can we get a good word from? Webster's Dictionary? New York Times? New York Times? Saturday Evening Post? Google? LifeLook? Words from our Heavenly Father, which He so lovingly had it written down for her. So, pretty wonderful thing. Good word, where is it? But a good word maketh it glad. It cheers it up. So if you feel down or depressed or whatever, what's a good way to get rid of that? To get in God's Word and getting to know Him better. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah 35. You frozen people still there? All right, there you are. Isaiah 35, verse 4. Wow, I didn't notice that. There's also a star by my verse, so this must be a very important verse. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come in what?
Save
you. Fearful heart is an anxious heart. And I read some of these from the NIV version of the Bible, which I don't know what it means, but yes, that's it. It says, with divine retribution, he will come to save you. What better way to be and save with than God's divine retribution? Nothing better than that. where is it again? So them that are of a fearful heart, and that's what we could do for each other too. Say to them, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come. So that's a comfort that we could give to each other you know, when we are anxious and when we are fearful or when we are doubting, we go to each other with God's word. Turn to Psalm again, verse 34. Yes, sir. Psalm 34, and we'll start in verse 15. So the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open sometimes unto their cries. With God, he's going to hear us, and he wants to take care of us. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off elements of their. Right crop, Lord heareth and delivereth them out of some of their trouble. So he delivers them every single us out of every single trouble when we go to him. The Lord is near, is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite or a crushed spirit. So even at our lowest point, they have it, think in our hearts how low we are, God can always save us from it. You know, we get us out of it. And then it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Every single one of them. There's not one affliction that God would not deliver us from. That's pretty pretty cool thing to have. Delivereth, and that word delivereth means without fail. So we can be very confident that God will take care of every single one of our needs. Pretty wonderful. In Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So what does God want us to do when we have our burdens? What do we do with them? Hold them in, you know, just carry them till at night and not be able to sleep and... No, he wants us to cast them to him. That mean, and there was pretty, you know, a thing I looked up on the blue letter or one of those things. To hurl it. To hurl your burdens to him. Don't just, you know, kind of, you know, sheepishly toss them, but to hurl them to him and let him take care of it. Because we sure can't most of the time. To hurl or throw. And the word burden is whatever that may be. Basically, any kind of fear, sickness, anxiety, any kind of thing you have, God wants to take care of it. And it says he will sustain thee, which means provide nourishment. So he'll provide us with whatever we need in whatever kind of situation we're in. That's our God. In these great verses we're going to read here in Matthew chapter 6, you all know these verses, but... they are wonderful. Matthew chapter 6. And we will start in 25. Verse 25 says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Which means you don't have to think about anything in your life anymore. Basically means don't be anxious. Don't be anxious in your thoughts for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Not the life more than meat and the body than raiment. And then he gives us these great examples here. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, that your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? These birds that have no cares, they're totally taken care of. Aren't we better than these birds? And God wants to take care of us the way he does them, and much more. Which of you, by taking thought, or by worrying, or being anxious, can add one cubit unto his stature? Can anybody do that? No. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of thee. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? I mean, does that make sense? Is that this computer, or is that someone else? Oh, it's you. All right.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I didn't know. Is there anything that God doesn't want to take care of us about? He covers it all right here. And these, the grass of the field is going to just wither away. It's going to be cast into the oven and all this other stuff. He's going to take care of much, much more. Therefore, verse 31, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He knows it. He knows our need, and he wants to take care of it. That's the big thing. Be one thing if he says, I know your need, but you can do without that, you know. He doesn't do that. But here's the thing. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And one of the, I think it was in the NIV again, it says, each day has its own trouble. So, you know, go to God and he'll take care of it for us. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we'll start in verse 38. Here we go. For I am persuaded. Am I in the right? Yeah, here we are. Sorry. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No fears that we have, no anxieties that we have, no troubles that we have, can separate us if we go to God with them and take care of and help, have him help us to take care of them. The world is set up to give us all those great fears and anxieties and, you know, all this lack. But God has set it up to take care of all those things for us. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter 5, verse 7. We all know this verse. This is a wonderful verse. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he what? He cares for you. So, in just two verses, we saw that God wants us to cast our care on him. And the thing with God is, he doesn't give them back to us. He takes them, and he takes care of them, again, like no other thing can. Go to Philippians chapter 4, you know we had to get to there, right? Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 4. We will start in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation, gentleness, your patience, let that be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And it says again, here we go, be careful, which is anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And this verse always just thrills me because it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This, we have a peace that passes all understanding available to us that just, oh, it's beyond words. So we're thankful for that. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Peace that passes all understanding. Can you get any more better peace than that? Second Thessalonians 3. Here it is again, verse 16. Now, this is so wonderful. It says, now the Lord of peace himself give you what? Peace. Always, by all means, the Lord be with you all. The Lord of peace has given us peace. So, if we can't get peace out of that, we're in trouble. But we can, because God wants us to have it. And by all means, He wants to get it to us in any way possible. And all we have to do is go to Him and believe it and accept it. And go back to, I think we were in John chapter 14. I think that's the Amazon guy making trouble out there. You never know when those guys are going to show up. John 14, 27. Here we are with this peace again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because the world gives and it what? Takes away too, or it doesn't give at all. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Troubled means uncertain or stirred up or agitated. So we don't have to let that happen. And when it does happen, we go to God and He takes care of it for us. Because that's another thing the world wants to give you is trouble your heart. It wants to agitate your heart and get you all worked up about nothing, really. And that's what the one part with the word anxious means is to get yourself worked up about something that might happen. Not even that it's going, that it might happen, but with God, you know, He can take that for us as we cast it to Him. In Hebrews 13, verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, there's great peace in that, knowing that God is never going to leave us or forsake us. So, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And the NIV said, God, what can mere mortals do to me? Nothing. God is with us. God is helping us. God is taking care of us. And that's a great thing to have, a great way to live life. And Jeremiah, this will be our last few verses here. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. You're no good. You never do what I tell you." No. Saith the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." So, God, he's going to be there for us. He wants us to search him out, which to me means to go to his word, to read his word, to learn more about him. That's why we read the word, is so we can learn more about God and what he has for us. And we can cast our care. So, amen.